ground pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field, way up there, way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Eight strikeouts for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
Strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager, that just happened. Thank you very much.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
All right, welcome back. Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Thanks for being here once again. Hope you had a great weekend. Mariners in Minnesota over the weekend, taking 2 of 3. They win the series. Best case scenario, going for the sweep, but they got the series win. So needed that, especially the Sunday game, and they got the Sunday game. So we're going to talk about what lies ahead the next 3 games and also what things look like with the standings, who they're looking at now, and who to really zero in terms of what you're looking at, because the still a lot of teams involved, obviously, but the focus has become that much more clear. So that's what we're going to talk about coming up in a few minutes. Also, we'll review some of the weekend, a tragic day in baseball yesterday as well. We'll hear from Steve Cishek, of course, the passing of Jose Fernandez. Cishek, a teammate of the pitcher who passed at unbelievable 24 years of age, lost way too soon. One of the bright stars in baseball. So we'll hear from Steve Cishek coming up in a few minutes. The week that was is on the way. Also, Shannon Dreher sat down with Felix Hernandez. It was on Friday, but I wanted to make sure you heard it because it was really good. It was after his last start at home against Toronto, and it's really, really good, and I think you'll enjoy that. So that's going to come up in a few minutes as well. But let's start with this weekend against Minnesota. Roll through some of the highlights, and I'm not going to give anything away here. Spoiler alert, you're going to hear a lot of Nelson Cruz long balls as he absolutely dominated the Twins and that ballpark in the 3-game series. And it started on Friday, and what was a close game, he helped break that one wide open.
Here's the pitch to Cruz, swung on and cracked into the gap. That one is rolling all the way to the wall. One run's going to score. Here comes Cano around third base. He's being waved in. He's going to coast home standing. Nelson Cruz, a loud ringing double into the gap, has driven home 2 more Mariners runs. They have opened it up now. It's the Mariners 5. It's the Twins nothing.
5-0 at that point, and he would go yard later on.
Here's the next offer on the way, swing and a high fly ball deep to center field. Buxton going back, and this one is gone off the batter's eye. Holy smokes, Buxton ain't going to bring that one back. Nelson Cruz with a mammoth home run way out of here off the batter's eye. In straight away center field, Nelson Cruz, number 38 on the year with Robinson Cano aboard.
Buxton robbed him earlier in the game. He was not robbing that one. That ball was destroyed off the facade, center field, above the batter's eye. Almost went into a restaurant in center field. It was just crushed. And James Paxton, he was outstanding in the ball game.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and missed him. Down he goes like a snake bite. And that one took a bite out of Dozier. Paxton turns. Here's the pitch. Curveball weak at the knees as he watches it float over for strike 3 called. He froze him and down he goes. Punch out number 9 for James Paxton, who has dealt in this one.
Paxton was unbelievable. His curveball was ridiculous. Filthy. He was great. The Mariners rolled offensively and they took game 1 of the series. Game 2, not as smooth after the Mariners put 10 runs on the board the night before. They won 10-1, and it looked like they were going to put together a big offensive night as, again, Nelson Cruz demolishes a ball.
The stretch and the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a drive way out of here to left field. This one is gone into the upper deck. The third level in left field. Nelson Cruz puts one into orbit. Holy smokes, what a shot by Cruz to tie up this game. with Cano aboard. Cruz is tied it at 2-2 here in the top of the fourth, and the exit velocity had to be unbelievable. Number 39 on the year for Cruz. RBIs 97 and 98, and he is hitting some length here at Target Field the last two nights.
That was the second longest home run of the baseball season. Giancarlo Stanton, the only one that has hit one longer than that one in Minnesota. Triple deck. The upper deck destroyed. Although the Mariners, that was the only two runs, and the Twins win game two of the series, which made Sunday vital. And they got Sunday, and again, Nelson Cruz was right back at it.
And the 2-2 to Cruz. Swing and a drive deep to left center field. Back she goes, going and going. Goodbye baseball into the second level. Nelson Cruz with a home run in each of the three games here at Target Field. And again, some length. Upper deck left field last night. Straightaway center two nights ago. Above the batter's eye in this one, into the second level out toward left center field. Nelson Cruz, his 40th home run of the year, RBI number 99. And he loves, and I mean loves, hitting here.
He would come up later in the game, too. In the sixth inning, he took a swing and hurt his wrist on the swing. But the very next pitch.
The 0-1. He swings and crushes this to left. It is gone in a hurry.
Left wrist is okay.
This is terrifying. Nelson Cruz is the Twins' nightmare. He has homered for the second time today. He has homered in every game this series. Four homers, three games. It's 4-2 Mariners.
He was ridiculous. Mariners, 40-plus home runs in a season. Ken Griffey Jr. did it six times. Jay Buhner three times. Alex Rodriguez three times. And Nelson Cruz has done it twice. That's an exclusive club. And Cruz has surpassed 40 home runs now twice in his Mariners career. Two seasons, two times over 40 home runs. He's got 41 homers and 100 RBIs. And both the homers against lefties. He's got the most home runs against lefties in baseball with 18, and it's not close. Chris Bryant second with 13. In fact, Cruz only has five less than the Braves as a team. Atlanta, 23 home runs against lefties this year. Cruz, 18 home runs against lefties. It is remarkable what Nelson Cruz has done with the long ball. He left the game. He was pinch hit for late with Seth Smith. The good news is he's dealing with some soreness, dealing with some pain, but he is going to play today in Houston, so he will be in the lineup. And he wasn't the only one providing the pop in this one.
1-1 to Sucre. There goes Martin, swinging a drive deep to left field. Going and going. Goodbye, baseball. Jesus Sucre with a two-run home run. His first of the season gives the Mariners a 3-2 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. Jesus Sucre is hot.
You could say that. I mean, look at his starts in September. The fifth, he went 3-for-3. On the 10th, he went 2-for-5. On the 21st, 3-for-3, and here he is with two more hits, including a home run. He is red hot. Jesus Sucre, that was a giant home run for the Mariners. They played long ball, and they win the game on Sunday. The bullpen brilliant once again. Diaz closes it down, and the Mariners got a crucial victory. So here's what the M's are looking at right now in terms of the wild card standings. Divisions are all the same. It's the same teams we've been talking about. It's Boston, Cleveland, Texas. Now, Toronto has expanded their lead. They have won three in a row. They're up a game and a half on Baltimore, who holds the second wild card. Baltimore swept aside Arizona. Arizona had a chance to win a couple of those games, didn't come through, and Baltimore wins them. So Baltimore holding the second wild card. They've won three in a row. The Tigers, who lost a couple of real tough games to the Royals, so they've lost two in a row, including a heartbreaker on Saturday where the Royals came back late to get the win. So Detroit, 83-72. They are 1.5 back of Baltimore. The Mariners, 2.5 back behind Baltimore, one game behind Detroit. Houston, 82-74, three games back of Baltimore, half game behind Seattle. And that's what makes this very, very interesting, because Houston and Seattle are going to match up starting tonight. You have Detroit playing Cleveland for four. They have not played well against Cleveland this year. Baltimore is off tonight, so the Mariners have a chance to gain half game with Baltimore idle. And then Baltimore starts a three-game series with Toronto after the off day. So the crucial thing tonight is to get the win. I mean, this is a giant series for both the Mariners and the Astros. For the M's, actually, if you look at this series for both teams, sweep is ideal for both teams, because a sweep puts either team in pretty good position, depending on obviously what happens with Baltimore and Detroit. The winner of a sweep, the loser of the sweep, well, the math becomes too difficult at that point when you look at the teams ahead of them and the games they would have to come back from. So if there's a sweep on either side, huge for the team that gets the sweep. If there's a series win on either side, which there will be, three games, somebody's going to win the series one way or another. But if there's a 2-1 series win either side, they still have a chance to get it done with the math going into the final four games, in the Mariners' case, of the season. But the team on the other side of a series win, the team that loses a series, again, the math really starts to work against them when you start looking at the teams ahead of them and the ground they have to gain. So this series is huge. There's no other way to look at it. This series against the Astros is enormous starting tonight. Interesting pitching matchups when you look at them. So tonight, 5:10 first pitch, Asashi Iwakuma takes the ball against Colin McHugh. McHugh pitched really well against the Mariners last time in Seattle. And then on Tuesday, Felix Hernandez, Mike Fiers, and on Wednesday, Paxton takes the ball, day baseball, against Doug Fister. So that's the pitching matchups for this series. And then four games with Oakland next weekend to end the season. So that's what we're looking at. Down to seven. Every game critical at this point. And the Mariners look to get another win tonight against the Astros, especially with Baltimore off. A chance to saw off half game with a win and get two back. And depending on what happens with Detroit-Cleveland, a chance to pull even with them if everything went the Mariners' way. So, clearly, huge night tonight. Okay, so a lot to get to still. Right now, I want to play you a little Steve Cishek, who talked about Jose Fernandez. Tough day for baseball, tough day for everyone who knew him, tough day for everyone. And here's what Steve Cishek had to say about his former teammate who passed away.
Jose is awesome. You know, he was a great teammate. He bring a smile to everyone's face, you know, your face, you know, fans, whoever it may be. I mean, he just showed up to the field with a smile, and it's just someone that you wanted to go to battle with, because, you know, I remember in 13 when we were second worst team in baseball, we knew it was his start day. We were probably going to win that game. He was just a tenacious competitor. And, off the field, you know, what you see on the field is what you get off the field. Like I said, he's just smiling, laughing all the time. And completely shocking, you know, just to have that be the first thing I wake up to this morning, all of us for that matter, was just tragic. And I can't even fathom, like, you know, what he went through and what those guys over there on the Marlins are going through right now. And obviously his family, I mean, my heart just grieves for his family. And I know how hard it was for them to get over here. So it's heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking is the right word to use there. Steve Cishek on his former teammate. So now we're going to transition into the conversation I mentioned a few minutes ago. Shannon Dreher sitting down with Felix Hernandez. This is a really great conversation, talking about his last start against the Blue Jays and what a great start it was.
And Felix, it's such a great performance the last time out, and a lot of work went into it. What do you kind of take from everything that went into it and what you saw 2 days ago?
What I saw was, first of all, was I was aggressive. I was working both sides of the plate. I had a curveball going. It was a great curveball. What I take is just be aggressive. Just try to throw a lot of strike and be aggressive in the strike zone.
How much of that was because you had all of your pitches, or were you able to do more because you were aggressive?
Well, actually, first of all, because the work that I did before the outing, and I feel more comfortable with my mechanic, and I had every pitch working, but I had confidence that I can throw everything for a strike. And I'll follow Sucre. Sucre did a great job calling the game, and it was a great performance.
Sucre really mixed things up early. It wasn't established fastball. It was established everything, it looked like.
It was everything. I mean, it was everything. And then sometimes teams had their plans, like they go, like they're going to swing the first pitch, they're going to be aggressive against me, or they just, you know, we're going to take a lot of pitches on him. And then I was trying to throw every pitch for a strike, and then I put him in the swing mode and then start swinging.
You came in, and that was something that obviously needed to happen. I mean, they'd gotten comfortable at the plate the last 2 days. What were the reactions when you saw that? Because you haven't always pitched in like that, when all of a sudden you started doing that.
Well, no, I know when I have to go in. I know when it's the right moment to go in. I mean, they feel pretty comfortable the first two games, but it's not because we're not establishing, because they just swing and have bat. So, for me, I was just got to go out there and do what I was capable of doing, just pitch my game.
How did you prepare mentally for that game? That was a huge game.
It was a huge game, yeah. I know. We lost the first two games, and I knew I had to come out big, and I step up my level and just go out there and do what I know I can do just to help my team to win.
And you knew you could do it. I mean, there have been ups and downs. Why did you know you could do that on that day?
I know it was going to happen. First of all, I was so pissed because the fans, all the Blue Jays fans in our home, and I was like, you know what, I just got to go out there. They need me. I know it was up and down this year, but, like, they need me today, and I'm going to be Felix.
Can you do that every time out? I mean, you're not always going to have your greatest stuff.
Yeah.
But so, can you be that? Is that a different Felix? Is that a different?
It's different. It's different. But it's when you got everything working. Sometimes you're not going to have every pitch working,
right.
But when you got everything working, it's fun to pitch.
How do you feel right now physically?
I feel good. I feel really, really good. I got no problems at all.
We were just over in the other room, and your barber is here right now.
Yeah.
And I have to say, he did a fantastic job on Adam Lind. It was kind of a blonde mess to start with, and now
did a pretty good job. I mean, I like it a lot. First of all, I like the color, and with that haircut, that was pretty awesome.
So if he takes his hat off, people are going to see a much improved.
Oh yeah, that's pretty much. It was awesome. That's a pretty good haircut.
Who else does he need to get to?
I don't know. I mean, Sugar was telling me that if we're going to play off, he's going to dye her blonde too. So we'll see. We'll see how many people are going
to
dye.
That's a good incentive, you know, make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. I will do it again too.
You will do it again?
Yeah.
All right. What do you see when you look in that clubhouse right now? I mean, you guys, obviously, every game is so important right now. What gets you ready for that?
Every game's important. I mean, every game's matter. So we just fucking every game, every inning, and every pitch, and trying to win the most game that we can.
What's it like to be in the dugout? I mean, you can only do something once every 5 days. What's it like to be in the dugout for all of these games and watching?
It's fun. I mean, you know, playing like we, you know, we're playing for something, and it's fun to be out there and you know, support my teammates.
What do you take from early on in the season? I mean, you've got a new skipper. He's done things a little bit differently, and now you guys are to the end where it's most important. What's kind of the foundation that's got you to this point?
Well, foundation is what we got in the clubhouse. I mean, all the guys, I mean, we stayed together. I mean, service did a great job to put everything together. And it's been different this year. But you know what? By the way, all it matters is just go out there and win games.
Well, we're hoping to see that again tonight. We're hoping to see those raindrops go away, Felix.
Yeah,
thank
please.
You.
Yeah, for sure.
This is The Week That Was.
A look back on highlights and events of the Mariners' past week.
On Mariners Magazine.
Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swinging a line shot into right field. Springer going up. And this one is over his head all the way to the warning track to the wall. Smith running third, heading home. He'll score. Waving in Cruz. Here comes Nelly. And he will score. The throw-in is cut off by the shortstop Correa. Kyle Seager in at second base with a two-out, two-run double. And the Mariners have a 2-0 lead. That line drive kept right on going. So here's the pitch. Swinging a drive. Deep into the gap in right center field. Going. Goodbye, baseball. baseball. Smith does it again. His second home run of the afternoon. This one with two aboard. Three more runs are in. Holy smokes. And it's now the Mariners 7 and the Astros 1. And what an afternoon for Seth Smith. Two home runs.
The 0-2. Strike 3 called. He gets him with an off-speed pitch. And Ariel Miranda puts together a beauty today here from Safeco Field. 8 strikeouts over 7 innings. Just a couple of runs on 2 solo shots. Ariel Miranda spun a beauty today here from Seattle.
Ariel Miranda's been a pleasant development for us. You know, he's got a very good arm. He'll get up in the mid-90s. He's touched 95, 96. Pitches very frequently at 92 to 94. He's got a really nice changeup. He's got a good split finger that misses a bat. Working really hard on developing that breaking ball.
Another 3-2 to Michael Saunders, and a swing and a miss and a changeup for strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts for the King. He strikes out Tulowitzki. He strikes out Michael Saunders. And that will end the top of the second for the Blue Jays.
The Kings 3-2. And a check swing. It's up and in, and he goes around. Donaldson commits on the swing. Not at all happy. Remember, he was tossed earlier in this series. Here's some parting words for the home plate umpire, Mark Rippinger. Felix's pitch. Saunders swings, grounds it right into the teeth of the shift. It's gobbled up by Cano. Throws from the grass in shallow right, and Saunders is quickly disposed of. And the King, when the Mariners needed him the most, 2 hits over 7 scoreless innings against the red-hot Toronto Blue Jays.
Huge game. Yeah, I knew we lost the first 2 games. I knew I had to come out big, and I step up my level. And just go out there and do what I know I can do, just to help my team win. And I was like, you know what, I just gotta go out there. And they need me. I know it was up and down this year, but like they need me today, and I'm gonna beat Felix.
The 1-2, swing and a line drive caught on a dive, a miraculous dive by Mike Freeman. Unbelievable. Diving out towards third base, Freeman, the Mariners' new shortstop, comes up with a gem to keep this game tied at 1 apiece. The 2-1. Swing and a lift out to left field. This will do it as it's Upton going back to make the catch. Heredia coming down the line. He charges. He scores standing. And the Mariners win it in the bottom of the 12th inning.
Here's the pitch to Cruz. Swung on and cracked into the gap. That one is rolling all the way to the wall. One run's going to score. Here comes Cano around third base. He's being waved in. He's going to coast home standing. Nelson Cruz, a loud ringing double into the gap as driven home 2 more Mariners runs. They have opened it up now. It's the Mariners 5. It's the Twins nothing.
Here's the next offer on the way. Swing and a high fly ball deep to center field. Buxton going back, and this one is gone off the batter's eye. Holy smokes, Buxton ain't going to bring that one back. Nelson Cruz with a mammoth home run way out of here off the batter's eye.
He always say he never got it. He always got jammed at the end. But I think, man, to hit it out there, he had to crush.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and missed him. Down he goes like a snake bite. And that one took a bite out of Dozier. Paxton turns. Here's the pitch. Curveball weak at the knees as he watches it float over for strike 3 called. He froze him, and down he goes. Punch out number 9 for James Paxton, who has dealt in this one.
The stretch and the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a drive way out of here to left field. This one is gone into the upper deck. The third level in left field. Nelson Cruz puts one into orbit. Holy smokes, what a shot by Cruz to tie up this game.